In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What's this woman's name?
Who's Ingrid.
Ingrid, do we know her full name? I had it here.
Ingrid.
The woman who sang the national anthem prior to the Home Run Derby last night. And it was the worst, I think, national anthem of all time. Ingrid Andress, who is a 3-time Grammy-nominated singer. So she's having a bad day because if you go on social media, if you're Dear Ingrid, well, actually, my advice would be just delete social media for a while. But also, I would say the Grammys are having a bad day. I mean, how hard can it be to be nominated for a Grammy if this level of singing can get you a nomination?
With broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, we're so gallant.
They're clapping because it's over?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That was awful.
Is laughing at that unpatriotic, or is just the singing of it the way that she sang it unpatriotic and we're allowed to point and laugh?
We're allowed to point and laugh.
The way she sang it was unpatriotic.
Right.
I could tell what she was trying to do. Like, she was trying to do that little, like, hip-hoppy, like, you know, rise up at the end of every, like, sentence, and she just wasn't hitting the right notes. And then at the end, she was like, I think she realized she couldn't hit the high note. So she started taking it down an octave to try to make it sound intentional. Yeah.
That was awful. And I was like, it was one of those moments where like I was sitting there watching it and I was like, am I the only one that thinks that this is bad? Like, and so I had to check X to be like, I can't be the only one that thinks that this is bad. Or was it good because it's different? I don't know.
Aren't we in a great society now where we can have our opinions validated by each other to make sure we're all on the same page?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, that's all that happens on social media. Just everyone is a get-along gang, and there's just one prevailing conversation out there in the ether. No, this actually brought America together. This brought America together in a way that nothing else could. And we got a text in here at 412-928-9370 that says, and now I can't find the text, what's it say about the Home Run Derby that she's the big talking point today? No.
Mm-mm.
She did such a bad job that it could have been the greatest Home Run Derby of all time.
Mm-hmm.
They could have awaken Ted Williams from the grave, and he could have hit 60 homers last night, and she would be one of the most, one of the biggest discussion points today because it was just that bad.
So bad.
So bad.
It's not like they don't practice either. Like, I mean, it's not like that she doesn't have a coach. It's not like that there aren't people that are assessing the situation. Like, she had to have done it in the practice round.
Yes.
And they were like, okay, let's go move forward with it.
But that, I mean, that's what I hate about some of these pop stars doing this this type of performance, because I could tell she was trying to do something Christina Aguilera-like. Right. And that even was excessive for that Super Bowl. It's not a flashy show performance. Sing the notes. It's to, you know, remind everybody that America's great. That's...
I largely agree. There are exceptions, but you should probably go full missionary with the national anthem.
Yes.
And I am not some super traditionalist in really much of anything, but as far as that is concerned, you can really screw it up if you try to make it your own. And it ain't about you. Just sing the words.
I mean, who's singing tonight?
Whitney Houston could do whatever she wanted to. She's Whitney Houston. Who is singing tonight?
I don't know, but is that pressure or is that not pressure?
Oh, you
have no pressure, right?
No pressure at all.
Right.
No, the weight of God.
But people are, all the eyes are going to be on you, though. More than they would have been.
Yes.
To see if you mess up.
If she was good, here's the crime of the whole thing. If she was good, no one would be talking about her at all today.
Right.
You might have seen a few tweets get, well, that was a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. But because she was so bad, she's one of the big stories. I'm sure it's on not just the sports shows today, but like Good Morning America and stuff because it was that bad. Can I just give you a couple bars and see if I can do better?
No.
You don't want me to do that?
Okay, probably not a good idea.
Why not?
Well, can I just say this opinion then before you try?
Of course.
I think that if you're going to do something like that and try to make it showy, you got to lean into it. Mm-hmm. And I felt like she was in a halfway point between trying to flavor it while also staying grounded.
I think
it didn't work. I think people should talk about it, and I think it's proper to talk about when somebody screws it up, because you can't do that for a song that like is so sacred to this country.
For the
You see how she didn't hit the top note, so she brought it back down.
Callis. She didn't hit a single note the entire minute and 20 seconds.
Time. No, she did at the beginning. It was fine. It wasn't great, but it was fine.
At no point was it fine. It was bad from start to finish.
All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. That's good.
That's a lot better than what we heard last night.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, oh man.
Sign me up. I wonder what she made to do that, too.
Probably a lot.
Probably paid her money.
Yep, a lot of money.
Real cash money.
She's probably going to make more because you know how people are now, or just, she's going to get interviewed and get paid to get interviewed about how bad she was, and she's going to make more money off of it.
That's the way it goes. She'll be the Hawk-Tua.
Yep.
Who is singing the national anthem at the All-Star game today?
You know who did great was last year's Andrew McCutcheon's mom.
Oh, she crushes it. Oh, my God. She crushes it. She did it before the wild card game in 2013, bring the house down. If they should make the playoffs this year, you do it again.
No doubt.
You run that back. Cody Johnson is going to perform the national anthem. We will effort to find out who Cody Johnson is.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home.
nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.